It's our man, Charles Davis, at AT&T Stadium. This is where the draft's going to happen. Are you excited for tomorrow?
Yeah, it's going to be a big day, obviously. And Wavi, you've seen a million of these things, or feels like it, right? Yeah. This one has the feel of a little more volatility to it, doesn't it? And it wouldn't surprise me at all. We hear a lot of roars because either trades have happened or surprise picks or, you know, there's just no telling in this one.
You can go to NFL.com and see his mock draft. It's up there right now. I was perusing through it. You've got an offensive lineman to the Vikings at number 30. And I'll ask you maybe to elaborate on that and why him, but maybe more generally, why offensive line and what type of lineman would fit with the Vikings?
Yeah, you know, for me, when I watched I watched you guys play last year, the offensive line was a big part of your success. But you don't have a few guys now. Guys have gone either in free agency or retirement. You had to move Mike Remmers inside during the playoffs. So depending on how they want to go about things, I thought Mike did a nice job that they might want to leave him at guard. Give you a tackle, plug that, and off you go, right? Plug in on the backside and go from there because you got a brand-new quarterback. Pretty good investment on that. Win-now attitude. Here's an opportunity. That's one of the reasons. The other part is you don't have that many weaknesses. You have many places that you go, well, where do we go get someone first round that we plug in and play? When you're picking, especially where you are late in the draft, you're trying to find that guy who can go play for you right now. And I think that's an opportunity for that offensive lineman.
What's an ideal sort of 1-2 guy at 30, guy at 62? 1-2 punch for the Vikings in the first two rounds, do you think?
Crazy as it sounds for me, your 1-2 punch is offensive line, quarterback. Because, you know, your quarterback room got gutted. And you did sign the best free agent out there, but who's behind him? You know, brand new offense coordinator, quarterback guy, John DeFilippo. I like that. You keep building for the future while the present is being taken care of.
You guys have put a lot of work into this thing, and it all kind of culminates tomorrow. Hope you have a lot of fun tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.